Where in your life do you need peace right now? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Peace is something I've prayed for a lot this year. Anxiety has been doing a pretty wild number on me, affecting my body, my mind, my relationships, and it's beyond draining. So the Lord and I have had to find some new ways to bring peace to my heart, and I've had to do it in ways that I've never done before. Turning off social media being one really big thing that was adding a lot of voices to my head, obsessively asking for advice from anyone I could get to listen to me. Do you need peace today? Well, if so, I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo. It's called Peace Beyond Understanding by Naomi Zylstra. Relax your shoulders. Take a deep breath and let out the tension you've been holding. Feel any better? God calls himself our comforter. In John 14:26, Jesus calls the Holy Spirit Parakletos, which can be translated helper, advocate, counselor, or comforter. Similarly, in 2 Corinthians 1:3, Paul praises God the Father as the God of all comfort. One way God acts as our comforter is by giving us his peace. This is a peace for the soul that goes beyond our understanding, showing up even when we face situations that are anything but peaceful. Have you ever encountered someone who has lost a loved one, yet they speak about feeling God's peace? This doesn't mean they aren't grieving or that they feel no emotion. Rather, God's peace is a way he meets his children in the midst of their grief. In Matthew 11, 28-30, Jesus calls all people to come to him for rest. This is a rest that goes beyond a simple power nap. God's rest is a deep rest for your soul. It's a rest rooted in the fact that we are saved through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and because he died and rose again, everyone who puts their trust in him has peace with God. We can rest in Jesus' promises to be with us no matter what, and to one day make all things new, free from sin and death and all the suffering sin causes. So today, consider taking a moment to just rest in God's peace. Whatever you go through, times of stress, grief, or discontentment, times of rejoicing, celebration, or worship, and everything in between, you can know that Jesus loves and comforts you. Always. So let's dive into this a little bit more together. Have you ever experienced peace beyond understanding in your life or seen it in someone else's life? What was that like? What kinds of things have been causing you stress or worry lately? Consider taking a moment to talk to God about whatever is on your mind. As you and I can read in Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 11:28 30, John chapter 14, verses 26 through 27, and Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 13, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. When was the last time you had God teach you something? Well, I want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called City on a Hill with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.